I don't have the answer to that question yet. So.
We're contractually obligated to ask the team the question.
No, that's fine. I don't have the answer. As soon as he can go out there and, you know, do what we'd like him to do, then he'll be out there. At this point, he's even going to do some things, or he's doing some things right now, just to see if how sore he is. So we'll see how it goes.
Yesterday we asked you a couple of Ryan Clady questions. Mm-hmm. What does having him back after watching his preseason training camp without him, what does it mean potentially to have him back September 4th?
Yeah, obviously he's a very talented player. I think he provides some, and again, this is his first day back, so it's not like you're going to see him doing everything today. Yeah, you're not going to see him do much anyway. But, you know, we're going to work him back in slowly. But I think, you know, it starts to get back to some semblance of the group that, you know, that you thought you were going to play with the whole year. And unfortunately, obviously the injury occurred, but. I think the players are excited. I heard some of the defensive players talking about it. You know, some of the guys that have never seen him play, you know, they're excited. I think Kyle's excited. The quarterback's obviously excited. But, you know, I think the guys that have played in that spot have done a good job too. So, and they're going to have to continue to do a good job because Ryan's not quite ready to go out there and play, you know, 75 plays at this point. So, I think we're excited about it, and at the same time we're going to try to be smart and get him back to the point where we feel like he can play at his highest level, and that may not be, you know, for a few more weeks.
Performance in the preseason as a returner, can you just update like where you think that position stands right now? I know Eddie you were saying would probably be a fun returner, maybe he would be kickoff. Has he changed opinions based on how he's done out there in preseason as far as...
When you say he's changed opinions, what do you mean?
As far as maybe being able to do both kickoff and punt returns in the regular season.
You mean Parrish changing our opinions?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, he's certainly got a lot of ability. I think the biggest question we're going to have for him is can we trust him to field every ball and make sure that we have possession at the end of the play. You know, he dropped one yesterday in practice, but then he does three or four really good things, you know. So I think, you know, ball possession will be number one, and that's the most critical area for us. Eddie certainly has shown the ability to do that. I mean, he's been returning punts and some kicks in practice too. So we still have time. We're going to let both of them continue to do that. You know, Matt Willis has also done it. Cassius Vaughn is back there doing it too. So we're not going to make any decision now, but I'd say that Parrish is getting better every day, and he certainly has ability to help us in both phases.
Josh, when you look at your run defense over these through camp the first couple weeks, have you seen progress, the improvement that you're hoping to make, or, you know, is it fair even to judge without guys like DJ and Mario being on the outside?
Yeah, it's fair to judge. I think, you know, whoever's out there has to do what we're trying to do. You know, I think we've played good run defense in camp. There's also been some things we need to fix. That, you know, in the Detroit game the other day, we didn't do a particularly good job of containing the edge. And then inside, we created a few seams in there that we shouldn't have created. But I think we have the right idea. I think the players know what we want to try to do. I think when they're all in there and they're all healthy and they're all trying to play together, I think we can be a good run defense. I think that. I really do. But I think, you know, it's still something we're trying to progress in. We worked on it hard yesterday. We're going to work on it again hard today. It's something you really can't stop working on at all.
Coach, getting back to Clady, I mean, there's other big guys in the NFL, some other guys that have that are good in the NFL. What is it about Ryan kind of has made him special?
Well, I think he's... You know, anytime a tackle comes into the league, I think there's a period of an adjustment to the style of rushers, the different speed of the game, and Ryan was able to really pick that up quickly. He did as a rookie, did a nice job pass protecting. Last year, did a good job, same thing. So that's usually the area where they struggle the most, the young linemen. And I think he's got good footwork. He's got obviously long arms. He's hard to rush through. And he knows how to play the game against different style of rushers, and I think that's really been key to his success as a pass protector. So, you know, I think every player's different. Certainly a lot of tackles get drafted in the first round, and some are capable of playing on that left side quickly, and some struggle. And we're very fortunate that he's where he's at, and hopefully we can return to that form here shortly. Well, it's really the will. It's not really the rush spot, I would say, because it could be on the left or right. Then we flop them based on the strength of the formation. No. Well, Robert's always been on the strong side this year. So it's going to be Hunter, Moss, Atkins, Alexander. There's a load of them over there. And really, we're just going to let those guys compete and see, you know, if one of them deserves to play 65 plays, then we'll let them do that. If, you know, if we feel like, you know, we can get a good 30 plays out of a couple of them, then we might rotate them. You know, but they're all competing in their heart and trying to earn that spot.
Can you talk a little bit about Atkins' development? I mean, he's kind of gone from team to team a little bit, but you've talked about him a couple times this season. What has he shown you?
He's physical. He's got long arms. Certainly he has the body that you look for to play on the edge. You know, he's been able to do a decent job in the run game. And then he's had some production in the pass rush, whether it be sacks, you know, or pressures or forcing the quarterback out of the pocket. He's done some different things there too. So he knows both spots also, which is important. He can swing at the strong side spot and the weak side spot, which is valuable. Because if you go to a game, a lot of times you don't go with a backup for every spot. So that's also increased his value in our mind. And then he's also tried to, you know, he's shown up a little bit in the kicking game. So, again, I mean, if you're not a full-time starter on offense or defense, you better be a pretty good player in the kicking game or else, you know, you're staying on the sideline all day and usually those guys are inactive. So it just stood out. He's just been consistent, worked hard. He's been out there every day, and I think he's really just steadily improved.
Hey, Coach, how do things change when on the practice field, the attitude when players start getting released?
I think they all understand. I mean, maybe the first couple of times that you have to start to cut the roster down, I think they, you know, there might be a little bit of a, oh, it's that time of year kind of thought process. But I thought our players practiced hard yesterday. I mean, it's not a part of the year that anybody looks forward to. Certainly we've been working with a lot of these guys for months now, and they've done everything we've asked. And I think our players understand that it's just something we have to do. I mean, we have to get down to 53 on the roster. And they responded yesterday to the things we did yesterday well, and I hope that they have that mentality going forward.
Thank you, Coach.
You needed one more, didn't you? Huh? Not sure. Same thing. He won't be out there today. Probably won't be out there this week.